Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, brought to you each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Well, listeners, a few weeks ago, we told you about Medical Match Day, and a few months ago, we told you about SUNY Upstate's RMed program, and this morning, we have the pleasure of bringing you a wonderful, heartwarming, and impressive story of someone who exemplifies everything good about both of these programs. But we're going to begin with some sounds from Match Day.
My name is Brandon Riley, and I'm originally from Pittsburgh, and I am graduating this year, and I'm very excited now because I found out that I did match back home in Pittsburgh, so my wife and I get to go back home, and we couldn't be happier.
Hi, my name is Torin Shawali. I'm a fourth year here at Upstate, and I just matched in family medicine. I'm going to Albany, which is my number one choice, and I also couples match, so me and my fiance will be together. So I'm so excited. We're getting married in 3 weeks, and then we're going to move to Albany. So this is going to be a great spring for us, and very excited.
I'm Jim MacDonald. I came here to SUNY Upstate. I was originally from Flushing, Queens, New York. I was down at the Binghamton campus. I decided to do OBGYN. I liked delivering babies, doing the surgery, having the outpatient office. It was all very nice. I wanted to go back to the city, though. My girlfriend is also from there, so I got a pretty close spot. I matched into Stony Brook University.
I'm Casey Roche. I matched in emergency medicine. I'm originally from Seattle, Washington. I matched at William Beaumont in Royal Oak, Michigan, just north of Detroit. I'm excited about it. I've been at the Syracuse campus here for the last 4 years.
Hi, my name's Christina Burkett from Carmel, New York. I'm going into psychiatry, and I matched at Long Island Jewish.
Hi, my name is Alok Bhatt. I'm from Binghamton, New York. I'm doing my first year at Wilson Memorial Hospital for transitional year, and I will be doing radiology at University of Rochester Strong Memorial Hospital.
I'm Megan Sick from Cohocton, New York, and I'm doing my family practice residency at Naval Hospital Campbell June.
Hi, I'm Lola Balligan from Queens, New York.
I'm Julie Smolinski from Eden, New York.
And we're going to Albert Einstein!
Now in the studio with me this morning is almost Dr. Jenny O'Reilly. Good morning, Jenny.
Good morning to you.
Jenny's a fourth-year student just about to finish med school, was recently matched. We're going to talk about that in just a moment. But what we want to know about is her tale on the road to becoming a doctor. So, Jenny, tell us about your road to becoming a doctor.
Okay, sure. I'd always toyed with the idea of becoming a doctor. Ended up deciding not to, just based on the amount of time that it took to go through all that schooling, and was at Elmira College as a science major in biology and chemistry. Mm-hmm. And then my junior year of college, I actually had chosen not to get the meningitis vaccine and ended up contracting bacterial meningitis during midterm week of my junior year. Yes.
So what happened? Were you hospitalized?
Yes, I was. Actually, I got both the meningitis and a blood infection as well. I ended up in Cooperstown Hospital for 6 weeks and then a year back and forth to the hospital for dialysis. And I was in a wheelchair and had to have physical therapy to learn to walk.
So
it was a long road.
Oh my gosh, that's a horrible story. Well, and during your experience in the hospital, what did you have, like this great revelation?
I did. Actually, I met a physician in the ER. I went to Norwich Hospital, Chenang Memorial first, and there I met Dr. Cohen. He was a family practice doctor, and he was actually the only physician in the hospital who had seen what I had before and recognized what I had. Yes.
And therefore your diagnosis was clear to him.
Yes. He knew right away, and he actually saved my life. And so working with him over the next year, he became my physician. I went to see him regularly.
Sure.
And then spending time in the hospital with all the different doctors and nurses and the wonderful people at Cooperstown, it just inspired me to want to help other people in the way that they had helped me.
That's fabulous. So you came to SUNY Upstate.
Yes, I did.
And studied.
Mm-hmm.
And then you decided to go into the RMed program. Remind our listeners what the RMed program is.
Okay, sure. RMed program is for rural medical education. It's a program through SUNY Upstate where they send send one student to a rural community for part of their third year and most of their fourth year medical training. You're the only student at that rural community site, and you work very closely with a primary preceptor or attending doctor and then several other attendings as well. Do a lot of family practice. You complete your surgery and ophthalmology rotations there as well, and also geriatrics in my
case. And so you were assigned to?
I was assigned to, actually to Dr. Cohen in Norwich, New York.
That must have floored you. It was a surprise.
It was a surprise. Yes. I opened my letter to find out who my preceptor was, and I read the name, and I thought, well, I know him. This will be wonderful to work with
him. He must have been just thrilled.
He was, and I was as well. He was actually kind of my hero at that point.
I'm sure.
So, and the doctor that I most wanted to be like, and so it was wonderful to have the chance to work with him.
Oh, that's fabulous. Well, tell us about your RMed experience then. What kinds of things did you do?
RMed was wonderful. It was the greatest experience of my medical career so far. The first night there, I was actually on call with Dr. Cohen, and we resuscitated a newborn baby who had the umbilical cord wrapped around her neck, and she had actually stopped breathing. And so that was actually my first experience with newborn resuscitation at all, and then to have a very sick baby, it was just amazing.
So your first night on call, you save a baby's life.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I mean, seriously, what kinds of other experiences could you have had that would ever be as big as
I know.
But tell us about some of the others.
Oh, sure. Every day was amazing. I got to be first assist on over 60 surgeries.
My gosh.
The surgeon allowed me to close all the wounds and hold the video camera while he did laparoscopic surgery and see his patients in the office for him. And I met actually a lot of people that I had known from the community beforehand, friends, parents, grandparents, teachers, and saw a lot of illnesses in the hospital, a lot of cancer patients, COPD exacerbations, heart attacks.
Wow.
ICU patients. I actually got to work in the ICU for the first time and work with patients on ventilators and their families. And actually also uniquely, I'm a hospice volunteer in Norwich. And so a lot of the patients I'd see in the hospital, in the doctor's office that we referred to hospice because they were end stage, I then got to be their hospice volunteer.
Oh, that's incredible.
Follow up with them. Yeah,
that's incredible. So it sounds like you're hooked on family medicine.
I am. Yes.
And what is it about family medicine? I mean, is it the variety? I hear different things from different students. Tell me about what your draw is to it.
Well, for me, my first interest in family medicine was through Dr. Cohen. I actually had 13 specialists when I left the hospital, and he took over for all of them. He
was 13?
13. And he was able to handle all of that on his own, which was amazing to me. Mm-hmm. And then as I got more into it, I realized after 4 years of medical training and sort of a whole broad spectrum of things, I didn't want to narrow into one specific topic. I wanted to use everything that I had learned, and family practice seems a great way to do that.
So now you've finished. You're just coming up on the end of your fourth year, at which point you will be the official Dr. Jennifer O'Reilly, right? Okay, that's why I call you almost Dr. O'Reilly. And you were matched when we had Match Day a couple of weeks ago, and listeners, we're going to listen to Jenny O'Reilly the day she was matched.
My name is Jenny O'Reilly. I'm a fourth-year medical student. I just finished the RMed program at SUNY Upstate, and I just found out that I matched at UMass in Worcester for family medicine, which was my number one choice, and I'm super excited. It'll be my first time out of New York State, but I think it's going to go great. So, yay!
So you sounded excited.
Yes, I was very excited. I got my first choice. Is what I had hoped for.
And tell us what you expect when you get to Worcester.
Well, I chose Worcester because they actually have a rural program, so it's sort of a continuation of what I'm doing now. Their outpatient clinic is out in the middle of nowhere, a small town, actually smaller than Norwich, and they have their own x-ray and CAT scan machines. And so I expect to receive the sort of broad training in family practice that I was looking for, delivering babies, working with the elderly, working with newborns, and be able to get the training that I need to come back to Norwich and give back to the community that has given so much to me.
Oh, I just think that's fabulous. And that is your intent then?
That is my intent, yes.
That's wonderful.
I hope very much to get back.
You have family in that area.
Yeah, actually, my father, my sister, my mother, they all live in the area, grandparents, aunts and uncles. We're a very close-knit family. So.
I think that's wonderful because they will get you back after all these years with all those the skills that those rural areas need.
Yes.
Well, Dr. Jennifer O'Reilly, almost, you are an impressive young woman. I am so happy to talk to you. I wish you all the luck in the world, and I hope you'll come back in a couple of years and tell us more about your experience.
Oh, thank you very much. I look forward to it.
And listeners, we do need to take a break now. We'll be back in just a few moments, so please stay with us. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.